Hello, my name is Rakke Patel. I just wanted to call and say that I fucking love you guys. I listen to you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You make me laugh so hard. I actually hit goat last week. And it is a big thing to hit a goat where I come from. It is a bad omen, but I was giggling the whole way home. I just wanted to call and thank you guys for all of these shits and giggles.
Hey, this is your producer, Duff. What you're about to listen to is filled with witty rants and dry humor. While our show can be very entertaining, we feel we must caution the close-minded among us. There's foul, dirty fits of geeked-out rage and all-around bad attitudes ahead. Can't say we didn't warn you. So, keep your hands away from your private parts and your ears engaged at all times. This is Prime.
Hello and welcome to the Prime Podcast on Rogue Intel.
What's up, guys? You can subscribe, stream us live at rogueintel.com/live. Not for this episode, anyway, but for future episodes, because we're doing a little something special. And usually you can call us at 410-989-1734, and you can be on the air if you'd like.
It is our special Thursday edition of Prime. It's our dedication to you guys, the listeners.
No. It's not. Let's be straight. Let's call it what it is. You want a date night tomorrow night, so we're doing it tonight instead.
They got a special babysitting deal at RY. What can I tell you?
Hey, I'm all game. I'm all game. What's up?
But hey, we're pretending it's Friday. We're live. Stump the Chump. All sorts of fun shit.
Yes, fun shit had by all. I'm your producer, Duff, as you probably already know. With me, as always, is this guy over here, TJ, and, of course, my girl, Carrie.
Yo.
How you doing, girl?
I is.
You is. Well, I guess that's...
Fill in the blank. My favorite is bitch, but pick any word of your choosing.
And... Put some respect on her name, Duff. Yeah. Put some respect on her.
Respect?
Respect my authority.
Is that like saying earth?
Nah... That's a thing for probably non-Prime listeners.
Yeah, well, it is what it is.
Anyway.
So how was your day?
It's a lot better than yours, man. Tell us about it.
Oh, God. We'll get to that in just a couple minutes. Carrie, how was your day? Almost Friday, right?
I can't get here fast enough. That's what I've been saying all week. It's just been slow and monotonous. They need a different class for me. I need like the speed class at work because these people are just slowing me down, man.
I hear that. What is it, 8 weeks total of training?
No, it's 12.
Oh, God.
Last day isn't until the 17th of June.
Oh, God.
Well, you got to come and deal with us, speaking of slow and monotonous.
Yeah, but, you know, all day, all week, I deal with the American vernacular, so it's nice to actually have a white English conversation for a change.
An Anglo-Saxon.
That's only because I can't do any accents, so that's why.
I can't do any really either.
You did the Indian one pretty well.
Yeah, but I was just trying to mimic what Chris was doing in the old promo. Speaking of, I need to edit that promo and change it to Wednesday and Friday so it doesn't say Monday, because we don't do Monday shows anymore because, well, shit's too busy. Speaking of busy, my day was one from hell. If you've ever seen a Michael Moore documentary, well, my day was shaping up to be just like that.
Watching one or producing one?
No, I wouldn't know about producing one. Come on, I'm not that famous
yet.
Yeah. Anywho, so my day ended by working almost 2 hours overtime that I probably won't get paid for. And, well, what happened is the entire school's internet went down, and, it was because I was fucking with the firewall. A firewall, for anyone who doesn't know, is a piece of hardware that sits in your network rack and provides security for your users, and, it prevents attacks from the outside world. And, well, what happened was, I was having an issue with getting iPhones to update. Say, for example, you've got an iPhone and someone gives it to you and it's got a passcode on it. Well, If you don't know the passcode, you've got to wipe the iPhone out. Well, if you can't get into it to do the factory reset, you've got to actually put it into something called recovery mode. And you do that by plugging it into iTunes and just booting it a certain way. And, well, every time I try to update an iPhone in my school, doesn't matter what computer, doesn't matter at all. In my network, it always fails. And it gives me some cryptic error, which iTunes offers no support for. Apple just basically says your firewall's blocking it. It's like, well, you want to tell me what ports and protocols to unblock? And of course, they don't. So I had a ticket open with the manufacturer of the firewall, and they needed my current configuration. So I went into the firewall, and I tried to do a backup of my configuration. And next thing I know, it says, please wait, and it's just the spinny hourglass thing. And I'm like, well, all right, this has gone on long enough. So I hit refresh, and nothing. And so I go downstairs, and I pull the plug on the firewall. Like, I literally unplug it from the wall. And then I plug it back in, and it reboots. And I'm figuring, oh, okay, well, now I'll be able to get online. So I go back upstairs to my office and realize that we're offline.
No.
And by this time, I start getting knocks on my door. I start getting calls over the radio. I start getting text messages, hangout messages, emails. And when I say people at my door, I don't mean just teachers. I mean kids. Like, the teachers are sending students into my office to tell me that their internet is down. And
so give them a piece of chalk and tell them to go back to class.
If it was only that easy. So by the fourth or fifth knock, I just heard knocks and was like, I know! And people are like, all right, just bringing it to your attention. Thank you! So I end up having to get on the horn with Fortinet, the company that makes the firewall. And they patch me through to some dipshit that doesn't know their ass from their elbow. So, and I say, we are down. We are a school of 1,200 students, none of which can get online. We are doing practice tests right now. We cannot be offline. So, they patch me through to someone, I'm guessing they were Pakistani. Didn't really have a great grasp on the English language. They knew the language, but when I tell you, dude, I know some of the commands, so don't spell them out phonetically. Just give me the commands. Edit config sys port 5.
Yeah. His name is Steve, right?
No, his name was Omid. Now, I have to tell you, I was extremely harsh on him because I couldn't hear him because I had fans from all the network equipment blowing and making noise. That and the cell reception sucked in the network room. So I kept on having to repeatedly ask him, what did you say? What did you say? But he just didn't follow direction. I told him to say things, config sys, blah, 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 or show info. Just give me the commands. Don't, S is in Sierra, H is in Harmony. No, just shut up and give me the, it's because it's harder to hear letters than it is to hear words. So if you say show, I know it's show because I know some commands in the command line. Anyway, about two and a half hours later, and we finally got it back up. I had to totally rebuild the configuration for the firewall. And by the time I got on the radio and said, "Hey, check your internet," no one was in the building. So that was the end of my day. So I got to go home. And I had just enough time to hop on Hangouts because I had a show today. I was a guest on the Powerful Nerdcast, a show right here on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network. And we did a lot of talking about the Apocalypse movie that's coming out. The trailer that came out this past week is just jaw-dropping. I had goosebumps throughout the entire minute-and-a-half trailer.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Oh, man. And who knew that Wolverine was actually going to be in it?
Not I.
It's nerd talk. This is where I draw the line.
Oh,
I think I had a better chance with our guest yesterday with the sports talk than with the nerd talk.
What are we gonna do with you? You're making me drink.
Yeah, that could be a lot of things. Sounds like there was a lot of other reasons you should be drinking today.
Oh yeah, well, see, that was just my afternoon. In the morning, I got dumped with like 9 different tickets for Chromebook repairs, where kids had purposely broken screens or ripped keys off the keyboard or
peeled back the trackpad, so it's showing bare circuitry, and it just, oh man. So, and I had my intern in this morning. He came in late.
Whoa, wait a second. Duff has an intern. This is a whole nother thing that we should...
Yeah, I have an IT
that
intern.
That we should discuss.
I have an IT intern. The guy is like 19 years old. He's going to Coppin State University. And he's an alumni of KIPP, which is where I work. So what ended up happening was he asked if he could intern with me, and we talked for a little bit. I was like, sure, okay. Come to find out, he went to school for computer science, and he's just about to graduate. Now, the reason he went to school for computer science was because he wanted to be an IT guy. Now, here's the fun part. Had no friggin' experience whatsoever, had never taken apart a computer, had never installed Windows, not any kind of Windows. Like, he had no experience whatsoever.
And even I've done that.
It took him 2 months of coming in, whenever the hell he decided to come in, for me to actually teach him basic DOS commands, like disk part and format and all these commands that you need to know if you're an IT guy. And up until here recently, he just didn't get it. And it's getting to the point where he's coming in so infrequently because, I get it. It's an unpaid internship. We don't have it in the budget to pay him. And he works and he lives with his mom and he has to, help pay the bills. And I get it, but you got to actually put in the work if you want to reap the benefits. And now I will say that he came to me and said something that he had told his professor the other day. And what he said, and I'm appalled that he actually said it and didn't get smacked. He told his professor straight-faced that he has learned more in the last 2 months interning for me than he has his entire 2 years at Coppin State. Now, that's not saying much. It is Coppin State. But,
I don't know that I would choose Coppin State as the school I would go to be in the tech field.
No, I wouldn't choose Coppin State for any field. Yes, they're an accredited environment, academia, all that good crap, but they're the dollar store of colleges.
Really?
Yeah, Coppin State is horrible. They didn't used to be. Yeah, they're horrible now.
I'm not just mentioning their IT department. I'm talking overall. They used to be decent, like back when I was of college going age. But I don't know. I mean, I would have never gone there because it's, or at least then it was primarily for black kids. I'm pretty sure that's how it still is, but
yeah. I enjoy having the intern, and quite honestly, he puts up with my style of teaching, which is very blunt and to the point. I don't sugarcoat anything. I just don't have it in me anymore. You know, if he's doing something stupid or overthinking something, I'll straight up tell him, dude, stop overthinking it. This isn't some trick question. Answer the goddamn question.
So you got to deal with that during the day with him and then at night from me. Jesus.
Yeah, but at least I get a podcast.
No wonder you're drinking.
Like, he can't even enunciate his words. He's so ebonic enabled. It's just so silly. And I get it. He grew up in the city, but it's like you're a college goer. I would assume there's got to be some, people there that speak good English. It is what it is.
Well, that's tough.
Yeah. And then, of course, we talked about it last week. Raymond, my intern calls him my son because he's like the only white kid in the school. But he tried to get a hold of me and have lunch with me today because he didn't want to go out and have lunch in the cafeteria where, you know, all the noise and all the ignorance and whatever. And I caught him in the hallway and he's like, you know, dude, I'm really busy. I'm so sorry. I'm not even in my office. You see, I'm going from floor to floor, picking up Chromebooks, delivering Chromebooks, you know, fixing wireless issues. And it, like, dude, I had no time to breathe today. It was crazy.
Should put him to work.
Maybe.
But you never know.
Yeah, and he's another one. He wants to be an IT guy. So I've been teaching him the basic introduction to computing and things like that. And that's another thing about my intern from Coppin. I tell the kid to go on YouTube, and I call it YouTube University. Essentially, if you want to learn to do something, search it on YouTube. If you're a visual learner, just hit play. There's bound to be some really good tutorials. And if
we learned to do this, right?
That's how I learned to produce. That's how I learned how to set my levels. That's how I learned. I mean, I learned how to use this, you know, this professional grade mixer that you see in studios and live arenas. Like I learned to use this in about a weekend.
And let me interject some of the woe that beheld us when you first started learning to quote unquote produce.
Why'd you have to add the quote unquote? Come on. I can produce.
Maybe now. But back in the day, when we first started doing a podcast, it was a lot of cussing. It was a lot of...
As opposed to now where there's a lot of cussing? No, it was so bad. It wasn't cussing like, oh, shit, you know.
It was top of the lung, screaming.
Dogs pissing themselves kind of thing.
It was just like, it was at a point where it was like, okay, it's Wednesday, or back then it was three times a week, so it was three nights out of a week where it was like, okay, what's going to go wrong tonight? What is going to cause him to lose his mind? You know, how am I going to talk him down off the ledge tonight?
And it wasn't that I didn't know what I was doing. It was that I didn't have the hardware that I needed to do what I'd like to do. Now, after a year and a half, almost 2 years of producing a weekly, sometimes twice weekly, sometimes three times weekly show, I finally have the hardware that I need to do everything I want.
I mean, the dogs, I swear to God, poor Lincoln. He needed to be in a rubber room with a straitjacket on just to kind of get his shit back together.
Sounds like somebody did over there.
Yeah, well.
I don't know if it's the dogs or Duff.
I don't know. We're still out on on that one. But so, that was my day. Hopefully tomorrow I can go in and really have an easy day. Because I need it. Saturday, I'm going to do some side work for my chiropractor. And I think it's really great that I'm finally being valued for my skills. Usually, I work for these MSPs, these managed service providers, essentially number-hungry asshole companies, that all they care about is the number, the bottom dollar. They don't look at the customer as a person. They look at them as a financial figure. And it's the same way with the company I work for now. I'm just lucky because they're really... There's no managerial department in that company. I'm basically am left alone for months at a time without hearing from my boss. And that's the way it's always been. If you listen back to, I think it was episode 78, my boss actually called me during the shooting of one of the episodes, and I actually put him on the air. It was great. But the one thing that I like about this type of work is finally I'm starting to get some valued recognition. I've been seeing a chiropractor because of my back. My back's totally screwed up. And I was on the table and, I had paid for 1 month of unlimited visits and, I was past the month and needed to re-up or, you know, figure out what the bill was. And I'm like, hey, what's the bill? because I'd like to, you know, get that paid for you. And he's like, well, you do IT work. We talk about that all the time. So, yeah, he knew it. And I said, yeah. He's like, do you do side work? And I'm like, sure. And he's like, well, I'm clearing your bill. I need you to do IT work for me. And I'm like, dude, really? But do I, you want me to pay what I currently owe you? And he's like, no, no, it's done. It's cleared. So on Tuesday, he took me out to a business lunch at one of my favorite Chinese restaurants. And we talked about the future of his technical department and the website, the social media, all that stuff. So I'm going to do some IT work for him on Saturday. And due to his recommendation, I'm also getting free physical therapy. I got dry needled, which is basically really big needles shoved into my ass muscles.
I could have done it for you. All you had to do was ask.
But something tells me that you're not a medical professional, though. I don't know. I have a sneaking suspicion.
I bet it would have hit a nerve or a muscle, no matter where I put it.
Yeah, but you would have stuck the needle through to the other side of the muscle. You would have, like, I would have had a needle going from one part of my leg straight out the other end. And, okay. And I, you know, that's not going to help me.
You don't know that.
I'm going to take a guess.
It might help.
I'm going to take a guess that it wouldn't.
Well, let's put it to the test.
Let's not and say we did.
Oh, you pussy.
Yeah, that's me, the big fat pussy. So, TJ, you've been mighty quiet. How has your week been so far?
It has been a long week, man. Not quite as long as you all in the corporate working world, should we say. Yeah. But, yeah, it's been rainy and goofy weather up this way. So, it's like, the air is on during the day, heat's on at night type of weird shit. So, it makes the kids a little goofy, you know?
Yeah. Well, hey, at least we can celebrate Blueberry Pie Day.
Yeah, normally I hate these, guess what National Blah 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 Day it is, you know, like National Green Microphone Day or whatever it is.
Hey, but, well, you're celebrating that one.
Yeah, that's why I said it, just because it was the only thing that came to the top of my head here while I'm clicking over to the show notes. So Blueberry Pie. So, all right, this might be a weak topic, but I want to say, now what's your guys' preferences? Pie, cake, cupcakes, cookies, all of the above. Are you guys picky?
Have you seen my waistline, dude?
For those audio listeners, what do we
got? All of the above. I love blueberry pie, as long as it's not sickly sweet and filled with sugar. Like, put blueberries in it and maybe some honey drizzle. That's all I need. I don't need the syrup and all that crap, but I love, love, love a good blueberry pie.
Nice. Yeah, and I'm the same way. Like, my wife knows for birthdays, don't make me a cake. I don't like the cake thing at all.
Oh, I think I'd have you beat, though. There's one cake out there that I didn't have it until my 16th birthday. But my stepmother at the time, she for my 16th birthday, she made me something called dump cake. Have you ever heard of dump cake?
Is that like the commercials with the crazy lady on the infomercial? She does the dump recipes or whatever it is?
I don't think so, no. It's dump cake is uses cake mix, but it's more of a cobbler. It's got your canned pineapple and canned cherries, and it's got coconuts in it, and it's like a really moist it's a really moist cake recipe, but it is fantastic. If you've never had dump cake, definitely look up a recipe. There's tons of recipes out there. I'm looking at one right now on Food Network's website. Dump cake will change your life.
If Alton Brown makes it, I'm game. I know you're also an Alton Brown fan.
I am a huge Alton Brown fan. I don't know that he's ever made it because he's not from the South.
He's a Georgia.
Well, actually,
boy,
wait.
He?
Yeah, no, yeah. That was a stupid thing to say. Sorry, Elton, because I know I know he listens to the show, so I have to, you know, apologize directly to him.
You know how pathetic it is that I actually texted my wife the other day. I'm like, hey, he's doing his Alton Brown live tour or whatever it is now, and I'm like, I'd rather go see that than like a concert, you know, like a band concert right now.
I think I'd actually agree with that. Depending on the band, I mean. Cyrenic or Alton Brown, definitely Alton Brown. Sorry, Brian. You know, I love you, but I've seen you like 17,000 times already. I love Alton Brown. I loved him when he did Good Eats. Good Eats was like the Mr. Wizard of food.
I DVR it. There's my nerd card for the night for you. But yeah, I DVR and watch it later after the kids go to bed and stuff. It's good background.
See, now, if I had a choice between going and seeing something, I'd rather go pay out the ass and see Lewis Black at the Warner Theater.
Oh, when is he doing it?
Tomorrow night.
Oh, God,
and
no!
Saturday night.
Wait, he's doing it Saturday? You think we can get tickets?
You're funny.
No, seriously, like, how much do you think they are?
He's also going to be at the Fillmore in November.
Oh, my God!
But at least I think he's at the Warner.
Oh, I love Lewis Black. Have you ever heard of Lewis Black, TJ?
Oh, of course. Who hasn't heard of Lewis Black?
Tons of people, apparently. But Lewis,
seriously?
Yeah, and what's funny is he's doing the Fillmore in Silver Spring, where he was born. He grew up in Silver Spring. He says he grew up in D.C., but that's because no one knows where the hell Silver Spring is.
I feel like he's going to have a heart attack on stage, dude. Like, he just gets so worked up that you're like, oh, my God, dude. Like, calm down.
All right, looking at the Warner Theater, they do still have some seats left for, like, tomorrow night. And they have a couple down in, like, the orchestra section.
Oh, that's big money right there.
That ranges from $57.50 up to $77.50.
That's actually cheap.
Yeah, that's not bad for him either, because he's...
Should we order tickets tomorrow?
I don't know that they have two seats together. That's the problem.
Well, looking you'd still be able to hear me laugh.
There it is.
I've loved Lewis Black. You know, there's so many comedians that I love. And Carrie and you and I both love to listen to stand-up comedy when we go to bed, which is the stupidest thing ever, but it does put us to sleep. We laugh our asses off, but then we fall asleep. Like last night, we were listening to Jim Brewer, and I was trying to sleep, and I was dead tired because we had just recorded our Wednesday episode of Prime, and he's talking about his old man who's living with him, and driving him in the car, and he shits himself, and he starts gagging, and just like Carrie and I both at the same time, almost dead asleep, it woke us up just enough for us to just laugh our asses off.
Yeah, there's a bunch of comedians out there that are good on all ends of the spectrum. You have what are some of our favorites? Jim Gaffigan, Gabriel Iglesias.
Yeah, big Fluffy guys. Man.
Yeah, I love Fluffy. He's the man.
He's great with sound effects. It's amazing.
But I mean, Jim Gaffigan would be a good fit into this stuff too, with the with the cakes and pies and hot.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Gaffigan is like some other comedy guys out there. God rest his soul. John. Oh, what the hell's his name?
John Panette.
Yeah, John Panette, who recently died. He died last year. With John Panette and Jim Gaffigan, all they talk about is really food.
Caliente pocket.
Yeah. You know what? I actually like it, and I've watched his show on TV. He had a show on TV Land, got picked up for a second season. So I watched that. And he actually had two books that he wrote too, which were kind of good too.
Yeah.
So I'm a Gaffigan fan over here. His show is actually pretty funny, but part of it is too the kid factor, where he has the 10 kids in the, I think his apartment in New York is probably the same size as my studio here too. Yeah. So just put 5 kids in here and then use your imagination from there.
Yeah, pretty much. And another one I really like is Patton Oswalt.
Yeah. He's hilarious.
Yeah. And, of course, the classics, Carlin, Steve Martin, Robin Williams.
Carlin was deep into some of that. If you really listen to his stuff, man, like he makes conspiracy theorists look like normal people if you start listening to some of the content there.
He hit the nail on the head
sometimes.
He hit the nail on the head all the time. Like, he went over the top, and we knew he was over the top. He was doing it on purpose. But he had a lot of great things to say, and he was, like, spot on. I get most of my political views from Carlin.
Really?
Yeah, and
and we just lost your mom in the chat room.
Now, speaking of Mama B, Mama B mentioned in the chat room Jeffafa Dunham.
And yes, he's good.
I usually don't like guys who sit up on the stage with puppets, but holy shit, is he funny.
Yeah, I know he does. That is his shtick, but I wouldn't necessarily call him like a guy, a puppet guy. You know what I mean? There's other comedians that I would call puppet guys.
Yeah, he actually makes Walter and Peanut look and feel like real comedians. And it's amazing that he separates himself from, like, he'll have to tell Walter to stop cursing. You know, because he doesn't curse. When he comes on stage, he does his own thing. And then he'll bring out the puppets. But when he brings on the puppets, like, Walter curses like a sailor. And, yeah. You know, he's always telling Walter to chill out. Because, you know, when it's him on stage, he doesn't curse. But Walter and Peanut, oh my God.
Well, that's the thing, right, is that makes him look like the clean comedian because he has the puppets doing all the dirty work for him.
Yeah. Well, speaking of clean comedians, we've got Brian Regan. Who, like, do you know of the Brian Regan?
Oh, of course we love Brian Regan. And speaking of good parenting comedians, he's hilarious. Yeah. And he's actually pretty clean, too.
No, but, he is very clean. He's never cursed other than hell or damn.
Yeah. And it's weird, like, and that's where I always say you don't have to do it unless you want to, you know? Unless you're Carrie.
I'm sorry, but I like Lewis Black.
Oh, no, Lewis Black, like having a coronary aneurysm on stage.
Well, any time you get banned or they won't, not so much banned, but they won't let you say that you're filming your special somewhere because you used the word fuck.
42 times.
Too many times. So, you know, they won't let you say that you're doing your special there. You can't show the outside of the building. So he just goes, fuck you. And
and he goes to the Warner Theater.
Exactly. So, you know, and it's not like, you know, oh, well, if you cuss that much, you don't have a good vocabulary. He has an excellent vocabulary. You know, he uses it to as an exclamation point or to drive a point home. And there's nothing wrong with that. So say fuck all you want, Lewis. I like it.
Yeah, we love you, definitely. And one of the things that I really respect about Lewis is he has the same problem with words that I do. He's got a great message to get across, but he gets tongue-tied a lot. And he makes it work. When he gets tongue-tied, he's... You know, he'll just straight out of nowhere do that. And it makes us all laugh.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
Yeah.
And all of us can relate to that, too.
Well, it's a good thing you can relate to it. Otherwise, we'd have no use for you here on the Prime Podcast.
One of many reasons you have no... No, I'm just kidding.
No, we love TJ, man.
I wonder if Lewis Black has any issues with the word moist. Moist.
Yeah. Moist.
Oh, Jesus.
It's moisty.
There's all... That's a whole nother podcast.
And see, that's another thing. You don't like the word moist, and I hate the word nother, because it's another or it's other. It's not nother. How about them blueberries?
Yeah. I think there's a difference between the type of word versus the pronunciation of it, too, you know?
Well, how should I say?
If you're axing me something, that's different than if you're a moist ointment, you know?
So you're just straying away oozing, from the whole
oozing
another
pus.
Thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Oozing so moisty pus.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I could say them all. It's just not my favorite thing. Or moist panties. Oh, Jesus.
All right, well, how about this? We're going to take a break and give you a chance to go puke in the toilet.
Yeah, that would be great. Hey, before we go, I forgot yesterday. My brother's birthday was Tuesday, so happy birthday to my brother.
Oh, damn.
Rick. Yeah, a whole big 33 is catching up to us.
Oh, wow. So, he's only two years away.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, but anyway, I just had to throw that out there.
All right, well, it is our quote-unquote, and I'm using finger quotes, Friday show, even though we're recording a day early, so TJ can get his date night on and hopefully get his jigga on as well.
He probably wants to get Aaron's panties moist.
Oh!
Hopefully
Aaron is not listening. Doesn't matter, because we're going to leave that in.
Oh, God. For podcast land forever.
So we are going to go on a break, and when we get back, we're going to be doing the world-famous Stump the Chump. And I do mean Stump, not Drunk the Chump, Stump the Chump. Because we all know how well TJ handles his liquor.
Liquor? I didn't even know her.
There you go.
All right, Kenny, we're going to record some Now That I'm Older promos.
No.
Dude, just tell everybody that Now That I'm Older is on every Thursday.
I'm not going to do that.
Dude, God damn it. Okay, Now That I'm Older is on every Thursday on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Every Thursday.
No, it's not. It's on Tuesdays.
God damn it. Just listen to Now That I'm Older on Thursday.
On Tuesday.
Hey guys, it's Shane from Now That I'm Older. I hope you're liking everything you're hearing on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network. If you are, go to rogueintel.com/Amazon for all your shopping needs. It's not going to cost you anything extra. It's not going to look any different. But every time you use that link, you're going to be helping out the Rogue Intel Podcast Network. So bookmark rogueintel.com/Amazon every time you need to buy something from Amazon. Thanks a lot.
Hi guys, Cooper here from the Unquote Podcast. Unquote delves into what makes movie quotes so, well, quotable. See, I have a guest each week watch a movie selected from the American Film Institute's Top 100 Movie Quotes list, and then we sit down and ponder cultural impingement and cinematic preponderance, and okay, you got me, my thesaurus was totally open. A little factual and a lot of fun, it's the least contentious peanut gallery in history. Unquote is part of the Rogue Intel Network, and you can find me on iTunes, Facebook, and Twitter.
And we're back on the Prime Podcast. It is your Friday show early on Thursday.
Woohoo!
Carrie, what do we do on Thursdays? Nothing. What do we do on Fridays?
You force me to do this podcast.
Okay. More specifically.
I stump you chumps.
All right, that's right. It is our Stump the Chump episode. Stump the Chump is a game we like to play where we try to test each other's knowledge of pop culture history. What we do is we do a music pick, a movie pick, and a pop culture pick.
Do we?
We do, usually.
Cool.
And usually Carrie kicks our asses and I get shit-faced off of that. All right.
Well, not tonight. I've banned you from drinking the juice.
That was after that was ugly. But I should have known that was going to happen with, how we play over there.
Well, I don't know. I think it was pretty funny.
It was
funny. We got some good comments on it. Hilarious.
It could have gone either way, so I'm glad it was positive.
Carrie, what's your music pick?
It's a...
Not Taylor Swift.
No.
Sorry.
Yes. No. Thank?
It is rock, I guess. Modern rock. Rock something. I don't know. It's... current. It's new.
Oh boy.
Mama, come here. Approach. Appear. Daddy, I'm alone. 'Cause this house don't feel like home. If you love me, don't let go.
I'm not saying it sounds bad. I just don't fucking know it.
Yeah, I don't either.
I can't help it if you people don't listen to the radio.
I listen to podcasts. I don't listen to the radio.
So yeah, I guess
what are we going to do with you, Carrie?
What? I listen to the radio. I like the radio. I get introduced to new music. I like new music.
What is it?
It is Ex-Ambassadors. The song is called Unsteady.
All right.
So you can get away with that, but I can't get away with Guster last week. Come on.
Well, I'm not saying she's getting away with it.
I not getting away with it? It's not like I went and picked some hardcore rap that...
It's true.
Nobody would know. I cannot help it if you people do not listen to the radio.
All right. Yeah,
it's still the same genre of music.
I understand that, but in 5 years, who's to say that anyone would know it other than your
ass? It would be a one-hit wonder from 2015. Fuck you. But it's actually their second song. Again, fuck you.
TJ, what's your music pick?
Oh, man. All right. This one will make up for that. So I got 95 music, a little softer.
All right. And I miss you. Oh, like the desert's miss the rain. See, this is how you play the game. It's a song that we all know, and I'll be damned. I got a guess, but I'm going to let Carrie do this one first.
I know it because I was actually going to do it a couple weeks ago, but I figured I'd hear shit because it's, oh, I don't know that, and I never heard that, and da-da-da-da-da-da. So
just tell him to do a shot when he says stuff like that.
Okay. Well, he needs to do something. So
no, this is actually right out of Carrie's playbook, where it's like you kind of know it, but you're not 100% sure what it is.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's Annie Lennox, even though I think I'm wrong. I know. Shut up.
Wrong.
And it's Deserts Miss the Wind. I don't know.
No. It's Sade and I Miss You.
Oh, all right.
No.
What?
It's Everything But the Girl Missing.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so I got one wrong.
Finally.
Yeah, but we'll see who wins.
Thank you, TJ.
Oh, I don't care. I don't care. You just got one wrong. That's
Thank
all
you,
I care.
TJ. what's that?
How many years have you been doing?
What's that?
123
phrase?
Episodes later. Jesus.
No, right. I know.
It's 132 episodes, and we haven't done it since the beginning.
And I haven't right. played it since the beginning of the game.
So, in other words, enough. What she's trying to say is, bite me.
No, what I'm trying to say is, fuck you, TJ.
There we go. It's not Stump the Chump if we don't hear that at least once.
All right, my music pick is late 80s pop. I know you love it. Do you know it, though? TJ.
No.
Yeah, have you heard it?
No.
Really? Dude, you're my age. No.
I know. That's why I'm surprised. I'm like, I'm usually pretty good on the 80s and early 90s, but no.
All right. Well, I guess let's move on to the 80s queen. Carrie, what is it?
Till Tuesday, Voices Carrie.
Damn.
Hell.
Suck it.
And they were a one-hit wonder.
Suck ma.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Just can't get enough of
it. I will say, though, the people that are missing out on the audio-only version are missing you and I dancing on the, doing our big white boy dances in our studios.
Well, it's why you should tune in every Wednesday and every Friday, usually, to rogantel.com/live, because we do a live stream. You can see us in video. TJ's got a nice little lower third, and I've got a nice little lower third, and you can see my pretty mixer and my backdrop. It's all fun.
Might want to explain what you're referencing when you say lower third, because some
my webcam's
of us,
on top of my monitor.
Some of us with the perverted minds would think, oh, you have a little lower third. I'm sorry.
Hey, it's not the size of the lower third. It's the motion of the ocean.
We're Irish, but we know how to work the angles. It's okay.
Someone who understands me, finally. Well, I guess that's round one done and over with. Let's move on to the movie round two.
All right, round two. 2004, it's a movie. I need not only the name of the movie, but the names of both male actors in the scene.
No, that's not right. For movies, it's you get a point for the movie, and if you want to do an extra point, you can do that as a bonus. How about that?
Or how about I don't give a fuck if you tell me the name of the movie. To get a point, you need to tell me the name of both male actors.
That's not how we do it.
It's you play it my way or we don't play at all.
Ah, Jesus.
You gotta share a bed with her, man.
Only child here, you play by my rules.
All right.
No, I'm kidding.
The suicidal reign of mankind has finally come to its end.
No, Sonny.
Let her go.
By the time you fire, yes. I will have moved Dr. Calvin's head into the path of your bullet.
Don't do this, Sonny.
I will escort you both to the sentries outside the building for processing. Please proceed to the elevator, detective. I would prefer not to kill Dr. Calvin.
Son of a bitch. I know the movie. And I know one of the actors. TJ, help me out here.
That stupid one with Tom Cruise and the robots.
Yes, it's the Tom Cruise movie with the robots. What the fuck?
Isn't it?
No!
I don't know.
You cannot give hints. It's not your pick, jackass.
I don't know. Thank God we're not drinking this week. That's all I know.
Well, you might not be drinking, but I'm drinking some vodka.
All right, you can get a point if you know the name of the movie. The bonus point will be if you know both male actors.
All right, so no half point for one actor, right?
No.
All right, TJ, anything?
No.
There's a comma in it.
Yeah, stop giving hints, asshat. You're going to go down to half a point, even if you get it right.
All right, it's iRobot.
Correct.
There you go. See, I got robot right.
No, you really didn't, because it's far from Tom Cruise.
And do you know the actors?
Will Smith and some damn android.
Will Smith is correct, yes.
He's the black Tom Cruise. Come on.
Shit. Oh, man. You're going to get us muted on YouTube again. Jesus Christ, man.
Hey, if your stuff from the beginning of the show stated, I think we're good.
All right. I'm just going to say Will Smith. I have no idea who the other guy is.
And you should shoot yourself.
Why?
Alan Tudyk.
No!
Yes.
Oh, my God, it is! All right, for anyone who doesn't know about my obsession with Firefly, he played Wash, the pilot of Serenity. And I totally shit the bed on that one.
It happens, trust me.
Oh, wow.
Personal experience, TJ?
No, not literal, thank God.
Okay.
I don't know if he'd actually admit to it if he...
He admitted to pissing in a... Yeah. Fucking bottle.
No,
what
no,
we should have admitted to in we 2 weeks.
We kind of had to pull that out of him.
You might have. I wasn't pulling nothing out.
TJ, what's your movie pick?
This would be 2000-ish, I believe.
What genre?
He doesn't have to give a genre.
All right, fine.
No, the genre will give it away. It's already kind of easy.
Sorry. Two slices of toast, 150 calories, plus a tab and a half of butter, another 150.
So estrogen is good for the heart, but bad for the breasts.
What?
My kid doesn't eat Ritalin.
I can only get him to listen to what I say.
Monsieur, I need to poop.
Oh, oh, boy. Oh.
Damn you, dude. Again, this is how it's played. I know the movie. I know the scene. I can't for the life of me think of what it is, though.
I purposely picked a random scene, but I added that one little part because that part may or may not give it away.
The thing that gave it away for me was, excuse me, monsieur, I need to poop.
Yeah, the dog.
So you just, all right, fine.
No, it's okay. That's giving a hint, but it's okay.
Carrie, any thoughts?
No.
See, you got her too, dude.
Twice in a row.
Get yourself some of that.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. 101 Dalmatians. 102 Dalmatians. I don't know.
Here, this will give it away a little bit. Mel Gibson was in it.
Oh, son of a...
it's the rom-com. No, rom-com.
Oh, What Women Want.
Yep, you got it.
Okay, so I didn't get a chance for half a point. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Hey, we stumped you twice in a row. I was just going with... I wasn't going to let you talk anymore or else we would have lost it. Lost the momentum.
Cheating bastard.
You're still in the lead with a point. Come on now.
Yeah, what does that say?
We're cheating bastards. That's quite literally what that says. All right, my movie is late.
And actually, if you would learn to keep score correctly, you're ahead of me by half a point because you're a cheating bastard.
Oh, fuck. All right, you know what? Fine. 0.5. There you go. Now we're tied.
All right, that's better.
What about them berries?
Twigs and berries. Yeah, move on.
Exactly. My movie is late 70s, early 80s stoner comedy.
Been thinking about getting back in school, though, man.
Back in JC or something like that?
Yeah, man. I mean, that's where all the girls are, right?
Stay up.
But on the other hand, man, I just as soon keep working. Keep a little change in my pocket.
Yeah? Wait.
Rather than spend my time listening to some dipshit who doesn't know what the hell he's talking about anyway.
I know what you're talking about.
So you're a freshman, right?
Yeah.
Well, so tell me, man, how's this year's crop of freshman chicks looking?
What, you're gonna end up in jail sometime or somewhere? I know that. Fact.
No, man. Yeah. No, man, I'll tell you. Yeah. That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Yep, that they do. Anything.
I have a guess.
All right, well, TJ, did you say you had a guess too?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, all right, go ahead and message me the guess.
All right, where's the...
All right, your guess is in. Carrie, what's your guess?
Dazed and Confused.
All right, you both got it right.
Woohoo!
So that gives you guys quite a bit of difference in score. Carrie's now in the lead with 2.5 points. And in second place is moi. Right now, you are the chump.
That's usual. At least I got my point for not pissing, and I didn't even have to piss in anything today.
It's not even about the point, dude. You actually stumped Carrie not once, but twice. And that's a new record for you. Moving on to the pop round, Carrie, what we got?
TV... Early 2000s.
Well, I wash my hands of it. It's a hopeless case. I read a nice poem at the funeral, something with imagery. I don't know, I'm starting to like this poetry idea now. Here lies autumn flower, somewhat less attractive now that she's all corpseified and gross.
TJ, what you got?
I got nothing on that one, sorry.
Because you're a pussy! I know it. As if there was any doubt, I definitely know it.
And keep your mouth shut or you'll be forfeiting a point.
I'm not saying shit.
I'm not even sure I'd get half a point in that, but try it anyway.
No, I mean, if he sits there and starts giving hints because he knows it or thinks he knows it.
Yeah, you can just do it. I'm good.
Give your answer.
Firefly.
Correct.
Oh, well, of course I'm not going to get that.
It's amazing that we've gone almost a year of doing Stump the Chump, and that's the first time that's actually come up. I have them, I have like a full soundboard of Firefly clips, and that's never been chosen. And I wouldn't ever be stupid enough to play Firefly, because everyone would know that, hey, stuff, it's Firefly. It's like, before even hearing it, oh, is it Firefly? Okay, no, it's not this time. But, all right, so that means I get a point, and that actually puts Carrie and I in the tied spot. So, TJ, what is your pop culture?
So the pop culture pick, mine's a different one, too, where it's a song. The song and the band, you can get half a point for that because it's pretty easy. But it's more the reason it's pop culture is you have to guess the main person of interest, shall we say, in the video.
What the fuck are you talking about?
So it's a song. The song's pretty easy.
Oh, so you're talking about like a music video, like who was in it?
But it's the music video and who was in the music video. That's where the point is.
Oh, okay.
You can get like an extra half a point for the band and the song, but it's pretty easy.
Okay, cool. Here we go. On this, I know. Carrie, any guesses?
I know the band and the song.
Do you really? Because I don't even know that. I ain't got shit.
I don't know that I ever saw the video for it.
Not another vibe. I don't even know who it is.
Well, all
right. Well, you can give the band and the song up, see if that helps him.
All right. Vertical Horizon, You're a God.
Still nothing. Where's the Jeopardy buzzer?
So I was wrong?
No, that's right. I was buzzing him.
Okay. Dude, come on.
No, that was right. I didn't get you three in a row. Sorry. We were talking about this chick earlier in the week.
Just fucking lay it out there, man, because I've got nothing.
Tiffany Thiessen. She was the main character in this, because it was like right around 90210 time.
Really?
Where she was, you know, transitioning from Saved by the Bell years to slutty 90210 years.
So was that a song from 90210?
No, but it was around that same time frame, I guess, like 2000s.
Then I think you need to check yourself before you riggedy wreck yourself, because that was a music pick.
That was a pop culture pick, because you had to guess the pop culture person in the music video.
That would be like me doing Bruce Springsteen's whatever it was, and all because it had Courtney Cox up on the
But again,
stage.
That would be pop culture if you had to guess the person in it. Pop culture icon.
Okay. You got us, man. I'm just giving you shit. That was a good pick.
I just wanted to watch a music video with her in it. Come on.
Well, who doesn't? It's Tiffany freaking Thiessen. Like, and I didn't really dig her all that much in Saved by the Bell, and I never watched 90210 because I'm not gay. or a woman, you know, or just like a
I never watched
jock or whatever.
Well, I think I watched a couple episodes of 90210, but I think that was only because I can't remember. No, I don't think 21 Jump Street was out then. Because I used to watch that hardcore because of Johnny Depp, but no, I never really got into the whole 90210 thing.
We watched Saved by the Bell all the time in our younger years. So Tiffany Thiessen was like my first crush in the whole world, and still is to this day, man. She white collar. She was on.
Oh, dude, Elizabeth Burke, husband of Peter Burke. Oh, FBI agent. Oh, Tiffany.
Phenomenal
Thiessen.
Show too.
Yes. White Collar, I fully plan on rewatching
Matt
it from... Matt Bomer, oh God. It's a shame he's gay.
I don't care, he's so pretty.
He is.
I could look at him all day.
Yet we still haven't seen Magic Mike XXL.
That's because that movie sucks.
Yeah, but it's got him in hardly any clothes. Why haven't you watched it?
Because I don't...
I'm surprised you haven't watched it, though.
Oh, fuck you! I'd rather watch White Collar, because freaking Matt Bomer is so suave in that show.
I don't like the Magic Mike movies. They're just... It's gratuitous skin for women so that they can get some money for the movie studio and the actors. That's all it is. There is no storyline.
It works for porn. I mean, that's how they make money for that. So it's the same difference, right? Or it worked for, speaking of Saved by the Bell, what was that? Showgirls with Elizabeth Berkley in it.
I watched that back in the day because it was It was the first NC-17 I ever saw.
Movie. Yeah. They haven't done one since, I don't think, right?
I don't know. I care. It was a horrible movie.
Yeah. She was also in a show. I'll give you a half a point if you can guess what show she was in.
Fucked if I care.
No, like in her later years.
I don't know. I don't care.
Oh, CSI Miami.
Oh, okay, thank you for that. I never watched that crap. CSI, the original or bust?
Really?
Yes. That's CSI. Like, I don't like any of the spinoffs.
So you're a old school NCIS, not a NCIS Lost.
Well, we were talking CSI.
Yeah, I know, but it's...
Still like no, I'm classic NCIS. I am, I do like Law and Order, Special Victims Unit, but that's not really. It is technically a spinoff, but that show's been around so long, it's kind of like the original.
Yeah, the original was like our parents' generation. That's how I always peg it.
Yeah,
and like SVU was like our generation.
Yeah, but I'm not into that stuff. I'm such a huge fan of Matt Bomer. I am such a huge fan of the entire cast. And quite honestly, I loved that it made it through a series without getting canceled. I just wish I wish they would make a feature-length film out of it. Because White Collar was feature film worthy.
So I haven't gone back and watched the last season yet, but did they close it out okay, though?
Oh, don't. Because
USA
yeah.
has a tendency of sometimes half-assing it when they cancel shows. So
no, not with shows like that. You look at Burn Notice, you look at White Collar. I mean, Burn Notice, they even made a movie about Sam Axe.
Yeah, Burn Notice was great, too. They just had that on the other day, actually.
I love phenomenal. That show, too.
Yeah, that's another show I wish they'd bring back, even though they really did really well with ending it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's get on to the pop culture pick that is mine. This is early 80s television. All right.
I have no idea.
Now, I will divulge something, and this isn't like a hint. There's no half point or whatever. I did have to take the vocals out, because otherwise you would totally get it, because it was filled with nothing but, like, noticeable things. So, no takers?
Mm-mm.
All right. TJ's guess is?
I thought Welcome Back, Cotter, but I have no idea.
No, I can tell you it's not Welcome Back,
Cotter. Well, then I have no fucking idea.
all right, I will dock you guys the full point, but I will give you guys a half a point by telling you this hint. And it's two words, one name. Jim Henson.
Well, I know it's not the Muppet Show. Can't be.
But is it? TJ, any wise words?
Mm-mm. I'm thinking.
See, my problem is when I was, if it was early 80s, I was kiddish. Especially back then, it was, you know, before DVR, before any of that sort of crap. So when a show would start, that was the time that you ran, you went to the bathroom, got something to drink, a snack or whatever, and you made it back before the show actually started, because you usually had a decent amount of time to do it. So I have a real hard time remembering themes, but I don't think it's the Muppet Show.
Okay.
The only other thing with Jim Henson that I could think of would be Fraggle Rock, but I never watched it, so I
think
don't
it
know.
Is Fraggle Rock, actually. It is Fraggle Rock. No, you're right. Absolutely. Now that you said it, yep.
So I was right, Fraggle Rock?
Hold on.
Yep.
Dot, dot.
See, I never watched it.
Oh, I love Fraggle Rock.
I never watched it either. And I'm
well.
I got half a point.
You got half a point, Care.
Yay!
So you're beating us. You're beating me by a full point, and you're beating TJ by a whole bunch more. And that was a game. So Carrie gets it with 3.5 points. I am in second with 2.5. And TJ, one is the loneliest number, but don't worry, you've got us to hold back your tears.
At least I kept Carrie from getting 12 again or whatever the heck you got last week.
Yeah, I think we did really good at stumping her at a lot of picks, but, you know, she still is the master of Stump the Chump.
Long live the queen.
Yes, long live the queen. And how the hell does she get me on an Alan Tudyk pick? I just, that still gets to me, because I did not know it was Alan Tudyk. I now know looking back that, yeah, he did the voice of, I think, a couple different people in various movies, but you'd think I would have picked that up. I haven't seen it in like 6-7 years, though, so.
Yeah, but it would have still been at the height of your Firefly hard on back in the day. So you should have, as soon as you heard his voice in the movie, been like, it's yes, Wash.
But he was talking like this instead of talking like this.
Excuses.
I got a quarter point for the Scientology connection, right?
What Scientology connection?
Will Smith and Tom Cruise. They're both Scientologists, right?
Will Smith is a freaking Scientologist?
I believe so. But see, that's the Scientology. They're going to get our show muted. Not YouTube this time.
Well, looking Google up, Will Smith was not a Scientologist.
I didn't think so.
It is still not, or no, was not? What,
like, is not. According to former Scientologist senior executive, Will Smith is not.
Well, I stand corrected.
Yeah. They actually did an interview with him. They sat down with ex-Church of Scientology fixer and senior executive Mike Rinder and Scientology expert Tony Ortega. And, you know, I'm not even going to finish reading the sentence because they suck.
They donated money to different churches. I mean, they did Christian, they did Baptist churches, so it wasn't just one. And they also donated money to Scientology. So
how is that even a real church? Christ almighty.
Hey, tax write-off, take it where you can. You got to dump that money come the end of the year so Uncle Sam doesn't hit you for it. And you get it all back as a tax write-off. So
yeah. Yeah, I mean, I knew about Travolta, and I know about a lot of other stupid, stupid people, but whatever. Hey, you know, Scientology is the church for the rich, and the rich is already, the church is already rich anyway, so what the hell?
Yeah, it says Will Smith was born in Philly, as we all know, raised Baptist. Though he has vocally praised Scientology, he denies having converted to the religion, claiming to be a student of all religions, but still a Christian.
Wow. Mm.
So I think we take away his point.
Every fucking show.
It never gets old. At least not to me, anyway.
And the only way he can get it back is if he pees in a bottle.
Nah, I'm good tonight. Now, hasn't hit.
Yeah, we'll be nice, because, you know, he is our lovely and trusty pa and co-host.
So how come we never talked about moist panties?
We kind of did talk about moist panties.
See, I don't understand why words bother people.
I don't get it either. I've never heard a word in the English, French, German, whatever dictionary that has ever made me go, bleh!
Mm-mm.
Yeah, there's a lot of them on there.
It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like religion for me. Have your own thing and leave me out of it. Let me do my own thing. With words, it's like they're words. Stop being, you know, moistaholics. Just, they're words. Words can never hurt me. Didn't your mama ever tell you that?
That's where Carrie throws a dictionary at the back of your head.
If we only owned one, I'm sure she would. But, you know, we're part of the 21st century that actually uses Google Define.
All right, so throw the iPad at the back of his head.
No, she would never do that because it would crack because I have a hard head. And then I'd have to fix the damn screen.
And then we'd get another three-hour story for the next show about it.
Oh, come on. Quit your bitching. I'm an IT guy.
I know.
I tend to do some geeky shit. Not as geeky as Stephen Hawking, you know, but pretty geeky.
So, yeah, I guess we're doing news after Stump the Chump, too, so that's great. What the hell? Why not?
You haven't been with us long enough to know, but sometimes we do that, because Stump the Chump isn't supposed to last the whole remainder of the show.
That's all right. And you know what? This is actually a fun article, and it kind of puts on my slate tinfoil hat territory that I like going into from time to time.
You have a tinfoil hat?
I know, there's a shock, right? No, but I love me fringy stuff, mysteries, conspiracies, all that fun stuff.
Oh, so do I, dude. I think all three of us do. I think it would be great to start talking about more of the paranormal shit that happens out there in the world.
The reality is, too, there's a lot of crazy-ass people that really do have literal tinfoil hats that you got to watch out for when you start talking about some of that stuff. But
yeah.
But this one is actually kind of interesting, and it's a legit news article, so ABC News.
Oh, well, you know it's true if it's from ABC.
You know what's funny? Speaking of tinfoil hat territory, but we'll jump off the deep end a little bit. I was just talking to Aaron today about some of those tabloids are actually more legit sometimes than the mainstream media lately.
What does that say about our country?
I know. It's like, what is she? Her thing is like UK Daily Mail or whatever that is, which I put a little more in tabloid territory.
That's a Rupert Murdoch production, isn't it?
I hope not. But anyway, that's another. See, now you got me down the rabbit hole. Pull me back, Duff. Pull me back.
No, keep going.
No, but I mean, it is kind of sad, right? I mean, because it's where the money is, and the money tells the stories sometimes. So, but speaking of money, the billionaire Stephen Hawking, and there's a Russian billionaire, which I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name.
Yuri Milner.
Yeah, what you said.
Yeah, no. That's an easy one. Easier one, but so they're teaming up to look for aliens. So they threw a whole bunch of money in to look for aliens, and they're using these little postage stamp sized spacecrafts to explore the universe. So I will say it's kind of cool. It looks like Mark Zuckerberg, of course, is throwing some money that way too, even though he's not officially on board, maybe, but he's at least throwing some money at them. So,
well, it's Mark Zuckerberg. He's got too much money to just keep it all himself.
Exactly.
Well, but I'm surprised Hawking is doing it, because they're saying it's going to take like 20 years for these things to get to the system that they're sending them to. Hawking going to be alive in 20 years?
I'm surprised he's still alive today. Have you seen the movie?
Yeah.
The Theory of Everything or whatever the hell it's called? I mean, that's a great movie, but I don't know how the hell he's still alive.
I'm glad he is. He's a brilliant man.
Oh, for
but
sure.
But I get him wanting to put money towards it so that it can get done, even if he doesn't know what the answer will be. You know, at least the rest of us will. But, you know, I don't know that I could throw that much money at something that I'm not even going to get to see the result of.
Yeah. Here's a fun fact. Stephen Hawking is the oldest survivor of ALS. The more you know.
Oh, look at that. We can keep diving down the rabbit hole of aliens and conspiracies, and do we think there's other life here? But that'll end up being a 4-hour show for you to edit.
You short. I'll straight up I'll text Erin and get her down there to unplug you.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It depends on how far down you want to go with all of it. But
you know, let's skim the surface. TJ, do you believe in aliens, in other life forms?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's always the debate of whether they've been here or not. You know, that can get into a whole nother podcast in and of itself, but absolutely. And the place they're looking at too, the Alpha Centauri, it's right down the street, or right down the street, 3 million light years away. But yeah, it's close enough, I think, that if there is something there, it could have been our direction possibly.
Yeah. I totally believe that there are aliens here on Earth, or that have been on Earth. Area 51, from everything I've heard, it's actually Area 52. That is where all the good shit is, which is right next door to Area 51. But I, with all of the top niche security involved with that area of Nevada, I really feel there's something behind it. And looking at movies, pure Hollywood drivel, but like things like ID4, Independence Day, I really think that there's got to be something to that.
Well, that, and you have to also think about the technological jumps that we have made. It went from, you know, a computer the size of an average house, and within no time, we've got cell phones that can do more than that computer could ever do, faster than that computer could ever do. And it didn't really take that long. I mean, considering that we had nothing like that up till that point. So I truly believe that we have somehow gotten our hands on alien tech and we are reverse engineering it. I mean, it only makes sense.
It does make entire logic sense to think that. Now, like someone who actually works on the equipment, you look at a modern day laptop and you look at like an iPhone. I've taken many an iPhone apart. You just do not know how small that shit is. And to think that even 10 years ago, if we would have, you know, been looking at an iPhone of today 10 years ago, holy cow. I don't think anyone would believe that it would be on it, that it would be feasible. And, you know, and then you got people that are geniuses, like my father. He's the director of IT for a State University of New York school. The man is the most logical being I've ever met. He might as well be Data from Star Trek Next Generation. But he says no. He says he doesn't believe in aliens. Or doesn't believe in the evolution of technology thanks to re-engineering the alien wheel. And so there's two ends of this discussion. And quite honestly, like you said, TJ, I think we could do a whole show just on this. But we're not a paranormal podcast.
No, but I mean, there's some good stuff in there, I think, that you can talk about. Like you said, there's a lot of debate on it. The timing, I agree, there's some evolution there. But I think the timing, to Carrie's point, is if you look at, I mean, Roswell was 1947. And that's when a lot of the stuff started kind of conveniently popping up not too long after that. So,
and I honestly think, you know, we do have or have dismantled it because we couldn't put it back together, a craft. And the reason we probably don't have the ability to travel through space like anybody else out in the universe that's been here is probably because we don't have the materials on our rock to make the ship or the propellant. You know, we probably don't have the materials. So they're probably trying to figure out a way to do what those things could do with what we do have here. And it's probably why we haven't been able to, oh, let's go and do like Star Trek and, you know, go to places man hasn't been before and all that crap, but we probably just don't have the resources here.
At least not in the public view. I mean, there's always the theory that the military is, 30 years ahead of whatever's released to the public, too. So,
yeah.
You know, that, and that's actually, going back to Area 51, that's what officially was at Area 51, was all the stealth bombers and those things back at the end of World War II. They were developing all that stuff. That's the official story there. So who knows? I mean, they're probably still doing some kind of advanced, airplane technology. I mean, look at that giant solar plane that just flew across the Pacific Ocean, you know?
Yeah.
If you look at pictures of that thing, if you saw that in a night sky with a wingspan like that, I mean, you'd definitely be on YouTube the next day putting it on there trying to make it go viral, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing that makes me believe, and I'm not just trying to play a pawn off of the X-Files or anything like that, I really do believe in alien crafts and alien life forms, and I think they have been here several times here on Earth. And, like, I think it was 2006. Back in 2006, and again, I might be incorrect because I'm not looking this up. I'm just talking off of my memory. Back in 2006, right after the internet started getting booming, there were a bunch of different webcams all throughout the state of, I think, like New Mexico. And it was like cell phone cameras and you know, home videos of different angles that happened throughout the same night. It was a media shower, so everyone was, I don't know what it was, but it was an event where everyone was outside anyway. And like all of a sudden, all over the internet, you found so many different angles and views taken by many different people in the area of this UFO sighting. And
you're
of course,
Phoenix Lights? Are you talking that stuff?
Actually, I think it was. I think it was. But the government made a public statement saying it was a weather balloon. Bullshit. This thing was going at one angle, and then with no lag or delay whatsoever, it went in an entirely different angle with no thrust, with no exhaust variance. It was just, you know, it was going up, and then it went to the left all the way, and it went really quick. Dude, weather balloon, like, no technology that we have can do that without solar flares or any kind of exhaust, you know, resonance or anything like that. You know, and I don't, like, the fact that they try to give us some BS excuse. Gas. Yeah, swamp gas or weather balloons or weather testing gear, blah, blah, blah. Bullshit.
Well, I like when the government puts a gag order on the pilots that do, like, the, I forget what it's called. We just saw it on Mythbusters where they're, like, right at the...
Oh, the reconnaissance, yeah, where they take the... it's, mm-hmm. like, 65,000 feet up in the sky.
Yeah, those pilots, you have people from the different space missions. You know, they're under, you know, a gag order from our government that, okay, you saw something, you can't say anything.
Yeah, the U-2 bomber plane, that's the one that goes up that far.
But, I mean, there have been famous astronauts who have seen shit, yeah, and when they're like real close and they know they don't have that much longer to go before they kick the bucket, they'll start talking because what's the government going to do?
They're going to kill me? I'm already dying. I got pancreatic cancer or whatever.
Yeah, that's when they start saying, you know, what they saw and different things that happened, and it's just like, yeah. Why bother?
If you guys want a good one to look up that has a lot of that, look up the Exeter, New Hampshire UFO incident. That was really, and I don't have it memorized, obviously, but it was really good. It has a lot of, like, the airplane pilots, the military guys, the police people. They all saw stuff. It was, you know, people that aren't necessarily, you know, in a hole in the stairs under the basement.
Yeah, like you?
Yeah, exactly. With their tinfoil hats on. You know, so anyway, it like you said, this could be a whole big thing.
I do agree. And it's interesting content. And I think it's really cool that we finally have a crew of hosts on the show that all are very similar in their belief structure when it comes to aliens, when it comes to religion, when it comes to a lot of stuff. Now, of course, Carrie takes the cake with her fuck you attitude, and we love her for it. But
fuck you.
Exactly.
Don't let her fool you, though.
No, she doesn't fool me. I've been around long enough.
That's what I mean.
So I can be your bestest friend or your worst enemy. There is no in between.
I know which side I want you on.
Yeah, I would have a hard time doing a paranormal podcast just for the simple thing that there are so many things that I want to believe and I hope are true that it makes it hard for me to, like, settle on one point of view. You know, I don't...
You're talking paranormal side or
UFO side? Anything. You know, it's like, you know, when I think of alien stuff, it's like, oh, I'm sure they've been here. Then my brain goes, I bet they're still here. Think of Men in Black. You know, Elvis didn't die. He went home. You know, and it makes... Some of the shit makes sense in these movies when they say this stuff, and it's like... But they throw it in with so much other crap that's so... blatantly just made up and for ha-ha's sake and all of that. But, you know, they'll say a few things and it's like, you know, that's probably true.
I mean, they say Hollywood's out there. I mean, it's just prepping you for whatever's going on or will happen in the future. I mean, look at, this is going a little further down the rabbit hole, but look at, you know, when we were kids, you know, Duff, they had G.I. Joe, and now look at the special forces in Al-Qaeda, you know what I mean? Like, and think about the people who are fighting that, you know, there's a lot of people our age that watch G.I. Joe as kids. So, yeah, there's
not
a
me,
whole,
but yeah,
no, but well, I mean, I did, but I'm also not, I'm the furthest thing from a military guy you'll meet, you know? But
yeah. Well, like going back to Independence Day, the scene with Bill Pullman, Mr. President Whitmore,
where he was like, "I didn't know about that." Well, you didn't need to know.
Yeah, you weren't a need to know, and it's like, oh my God, that because you know anyone who thinks that the president calls all the shots is a fucking moron.
Well, I had to open your eyes to that one.
No, I already knew it. I was just being optimistic, but no, I already knew it. And you know, there's an underground society of millionaires and dark ops people that control this country, and there's nothing you can do to tell me otherwise. But the you know the scene where you know, he goes, well, I needed to know. Well, no, you didn't. You know, that totally makes sense, and it's totally feasible. Not just because I saw it on a Hollywood movie. I'm talking. Because it makes sense, and that's just the way this government is ran. The way they wrote that scene was perfect to probably what's going on.
Wasn't it, I can't remember if it was Carter or Clinton. It began with a C.
Carter. Both. It was Carter.
No, both actually.
I think it was both of them that tried to make the government release the information. You know, if there's something there, you have to tell the American people.
Yeah.
And
they wouldn't.
They got shut the fuck down.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow.
Carter saw something when he was governor or whatever he was before, senator or whatever he was before he was president. So he always had like kind of an interest in it. And actually, rumor has it both Clintons did too. And that's why, yeah, Bill Clinton, I think he was on one of the late night shows, Kimmel or one of those, where they asked him about it. And he's like, hey, I asked. And they said, you don't need to know about it. You know?
What?
So, yeah. And, you know, I mean, they all took it as a joke because of the talk show that it was on. But and actually, that just came up in and this is as far political as I'll get on the show. But in the most recent stuff with Hillary, too, they were asking her about it. And at first she's like, oh, yeah, I'll definitely look into it just because I think that's a personal area of interest for both Clintons. And she's like, if I'm elected, I'll look into it. And yeah. I mean, she may have been trying to get the
wackadoodle vote.
Yeah, but at the same token, and then she kind of backtracked, you know, in a later interview where she was like, unless there's a national security issue, then I won't.
You know, and
how do you define that?
Well, you know, I honestly believe that the average human couldn't handle it, which is why they keep it buttoned up and zip tight and in a dark little closet somewhere.
I mean, come on, what would happen to Christianity?
Well, why anybody believes that book of bullshit anyway is totally beyond me. I'm sorry. You know, how much proof do you need to have your fucking nose rubbed into before you stop putting your life into the hands of a fucking fairy tale?
Yeah, and there's a there's actually a lot of tie-ins with most ancient religions and something outer worldly. It just depends on what you want to label it, you know?
I mean, I love H2 when it was around and History Channel. I love the dude with the wacky hair on Ancient Aliens because when you sit back and you actually listen to this stuff, you do want to put your tinfoil hat on, but it's like, I totally get it. And the other side of my brain sitting there going, oh, I bet there is some Bible thumping motherfucker out there having a heart attack over this fucking show.
Yeah.
Because, oh, they're ripping apart this painting of, you know, Christ, and it's got this little thing, and they're saying it's an alien ship, and da 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 da. Motherfucker, it probably was.
Well, when you think about it, and it's been proven that throughout humanity's time on this planet, there have been so many ancient religions that are near identical to Christianity, and Christianity is not that old. Mm-hmm. It's one of the newer religions. And yet it rules our country, it rules our finances, it rules our food system, it rules every fucking aspect of what we do on a day-to-day. And you know what? I think it's, you know, John Lennon said it best, imagine no religion. It's easy if you try.
And look at what happened to him.
I don't even have to imagine. I don't, you know, I know it's out there. I think it's an awesome story. Yeah, I wish they'd write it in a form of English that was easier to read. So, you know, if I felt the need, I could go through and read it again because it's a good story. Not because it's what happened. It's not what I need to base my life choices on. It's not anything other than what it was set out to be, and that is a fucking story.
It was made, it was formed into a book written by kings to rein in their radicals. That's the King James Bible was exactly that.
Well, that's what they all are. If you go Norse and Odin and Thor and all of that, it was nothing more than to keep the pagans under control. It was, if you don't stop fucking your goat, Odin's gonna get you with a thunderbolt. And it's no different in Christian, you know, don't fuck your neighbor's wife or you're going to hell.
But it's so
all the
fun.
Same thing.
It's so fun, and she's just hot.
Yeah, I just
Have we scared you off, TJ?
Not at all.
I haven't even gotten going yet.
No, I think I'm more in shock, but not in a bad way.
Like, I mean, every time I meet someone who is a devout, Bible-thumping fucking Christian,
I will pray for your foot.
The first thing I will ask them, just to see how big of a wackadoo they are, is to say, okay, then explain to me where the fuck dinosaurs came from and why aren't they in your book?
Yeah.
Yeah, and something that simple. Why aren't they in your book? If it's a story of creation and all of that, where the fuck are they?
There's a huge portion of Christians out there in this world that believe that dinosaur bones were planted by the devil to put us in line and to test our faith.
And that's when I say, okay, then God shouldn't have given me free will.
The government made up. Mama B in the chat room says, the government made up the dinosaurs.
You know, there's always a way around their argument. You know, well, it was God's will. Okay, God's will, he gave me free will, and I am asking you, where the fuck are the dinosaurs? You know, if he didn't want me to have a brain and be able to think for myself and question, he wouldn't have given me that ability. Yeah, I can take you around and around in a circle. And when I worked at an alarm monitoring company, there was a lady there. Her name was Mary, and she was...
Oh, I remember Mary.
She was the end-all, be-all Christian, and I would get her so fucking pissed off at me. And it wasn't that I was sitting there cussing at her or anything. I would just ask simple questions. Hey, Mary, why aren't dinosaurs in the Bible?
Oh, now here's the real kicker. If Mary only knew that we were having premarital sex in her chair after she left on Sunday afternoon. Because that's how we met. Carrie was my supervisor at an alarm monitoring station where her and I were the two smartest people in that damn building.
And I had you stumped a few times.
And Mary was just like, oh, she was so fun to make fun of because she was one of those people that probably didn't believe in dinosaurs.
But seriously, I would get her so mad at me that she wouldn't talk to me, which was fine. You know, and she would whine to the owner of the company. She would whine to, you know, the manager. And, you know, they'd come to me and they'd be like, Carrie, you know, stop picking on Mary. And I'm like, all I asked her was, why aren't dinosaurs in the Bible? And they would fucking laugh.
Now, getting back to something that I said earlier, you talk about Christian wackadoos. I mean, I have nothing against faith. If you need faith as a coping mechanism, that's fine, and I respect you for it.
I don't, because that shows me you are a weak-minded fuck face, and you shouldn't be. You don't need to be breathing the same air I do.
Oh shit. Well, I agree to a certain extent, but I'm not going to sit there and, like, for example, one of the new shows that we're about to bring onto the network is a politics show hosted by a Mormon.
Oh,
now,
Lord.
Now, here's the thing. This is
talk about a this, wackadoo.
No. Hear me out.
Mormons?
He's not. No. Just hear me out.
He's not.
Hear me out. This is a guy that tells me straight up that he likes hearing me curse because it grounds him.
He also believes that aliens started his fucking religion.
Well, they probably
did.
That's
Scientology, isn't it?
No, that's Mormon. whatever their leader person, Smith, I think is the last name, supposedly found the Book of Mormon, which was left by aliens. So,
well, isn't Ancient Aliens on History all about that type of thing?
It's,
but
they poke sticks at every religion.
All right, let me go back to what I was talking about. Like, it's one thing if you are religious in any way, shape, or form. Doesn't matter whether it's Christianity, Buddhism, Scientology, God help you, pun intended. But if you're religious, but you like hearing people curse because it grounds them, even though you don't, or if you like going to a bar to hang out with people that drink, even though you don't, that's fine. You're good in my book because you're smart enough to know that there's a difference between personal beliefs and professional or social interactions. And that's fine. But, like, I'm not going to mention names because this person's a dear friend of mine. But, his like, my dear friend's wife, back a couple of years ago, like, I have gout. It's been in my system. My father has it. Both grandparents have it. I am biologically fucked. And so I have gout, which basically, when I'm having a gout attack, it feels like my foot is dislocated, and there's nothing to stop the pain other than heavy doses of marijuana. Yes, people, I'm using an illegal drug to quench my pain. Deal with it. Anyway, I had a gout attack because I was eating too much bacon at the time, or whatever the hell happened, and like this chick came into my apartment, and she literally got down on her hands and knees and took my foot in her hands, and she prayed over my foot.
And that is the first time you told me about that. I said, "Oh my God, she's a fucking wackadoo."
Yes,
and you got mad at me for calling her a fucking wackadoo.
No, because it's disrespectful, but it's totally accurate in this case. Totally accurate.
Fucking wackadoo.
Totally accurate. I love my friend dearly, but he didn't do as good a job as I had hoped he would have done in picking a wife. But you know what? He did it because he was an optimist and thought that it would be a good thing to do.
I have done a little Googling on the Mormon. I must have gotten my wackadoodle religions mixed up. But Mormon is not from alien text. I forget which one that is, though. But it's a spinoff, if you will, of Christianity.
So it's Frasier. Or is it Joey?
It's Joey. but I think the reason people have such a hard time with Mormons is because it started like in the 1820s, 1844, something like that. And, you know, Joseph Smith, which is their Jesus, I guess, you know, how run-of-the-mill name can you get? Joseph Smith.
Well, it could have been John Smith.
And, you know, there are living prophets and apostles. You know, the only two living prophets I know are in Jersey.
Oh, God. You just, that was the epitome of awesome right there.
That was cool.
The epitome.
That was the epitome of awesome.
Yeah, I jeez, it was.
Do they play skee ball? Because if the Mormons play skee ball up in North Jersey, I might have to give them a shot.
They're actually in Utah.
Ah, well, screw that. They don't have skee ball in Utah.
Exactly. So, again, the only two apostles are in Red Bank, New Jersey. Snoochie boochies.
Snoochie boochies! Bong. All right. Well, I think I think we've pissed off enough people the evening.
You can never piss off enough people.
Well, you've got to do it in moderation. Give a little here.
To get them all riled up, and then, you know, the next time they don't know who I'm going to pick on.
Well, I want to let everyone know that if you want to send hate mail, and I'm sure she would actually love it, Carrie.
Oh God, please don't.
No. She invites your hate mail, and if you don't believe,
bring it. If you don't mind getting something back, that's probably gonna be cruder and nastier than what you sent me.
But true.
Send it.
Carrie, that's Carrie, like the Stephen King book. At Rogue
Keep
Intel.
That in mind, people.
It's Carrie at RogueIntel.com. And that's not Rouge Intel. Don't get it wrong. Rogue Intel.
Bring it.
So, TJ, you sure you're not scared off?
Not at all. There's just so much that, so many different ways you can go.
And I've been so many layers.
Yeah, there's too many layers to that onion, man.
I like you, Gary. You like an onion.
But not in a bad way. It's like I said, there's just a lot of stuff that you can go down with all these topics, and I've been, you know, ADD outlet for years on conspiracies. And
well, I say bring it, dude. If you have a conspiracy story you want to talk about,
trust me, I can talk with you with just about anything you can come up with.
We can hang.
I know, this is awesome.
Yeah. So we're actually gonna get out of here because, you know, it's getting kind of late, and I've got to not only produce one show, but I've got to actually produce, or I've got to at least edit and export the guest appearance I did for the Powerful Nerdcast. So we are going to get out of here so I can have a little bit of time to do that. That, and I'm about to pass out because I just had such a hellacious day. If you guys want to hang out with us and be cool, go ahead and subscribe to the show. Tell all your friends and share us on social media because you have the power to make us famous. That's right, famous. Because the more listeners we have, the more we can do the show. If you guys would like to see us do a daily show, well, that's what we want to do. TJ, Carrie, and myself, we all want to make this a daily Morning Zoo style show. So all you got to do is tell your friends, tell your family, tell the asshole down the street who sells you the newspaper.
Or don't.
Or don't, but we'd prefer if you did.
And if you don't, fuck you.
Well, we're going to get out of here, guys. You can find all the ways to listen, interact, and spread the love at theprimepod.com. Carrie, TJ, you guys are amazing.
I know.
Love you guys.
Thanks, guys. You guys have a great night. From all of us at the Prime Podcast, see ya.
Later, taters.
Get your ear holes ready for some prime post-roll.
I know.
I tend to do some geeky shit. Not as geeky as Stephen Hawking, and you know, but pretty geeky.
Oh, shit. Hold on. We've never done news after Stump the Chump.
Well, we did, but you were too drunk to realize it.
Oh, last week doesn't count.
All right.
Can I just apologize to Brian in advance if he's listening live?
No, he never listens live. So, all right, let's do...
Do you want to go into that? We can do that.
Yeah, sure. Article, so you do it.
Hold on.
So.
Let me re-skim it real fast. Give me a sec.
All right.
So what is this? So... That only works if my internet breaks.
You're not Dan. Let me know when you're ready.
Stephen Hawking, Rush Billy. Okay.
Are you ready?
Sure, close enough.
I love being a producer!
I love when you edit this shit out.
All right, 3, 2...